Whether it's the big teams searching for the big names or speculations and Dan Dells, this is the show for it. Hello and welcome to the Transfer Rep. I am your host. In this week's chat, we talk local and international transfers, plus some major players that the clubs are looking to sign. Joe Cran, Peter Tutoi and David Capel will all give insight on the latest transfer news. Welcome to it. Sokola Duma Radio. We're joined now by Sokola Duma journalist Joe Cran. You can find him on Twitter at YesWeCran. Joe, thank you very much for your time. How's it, sir?
Always a pleasure. How's it going, man?
I'm good. Thank you so much, man. There's something common about these players that we're going to be discussing, and there are rumors linking in two clubs. They're all born in 1990. That's something that I've noticed about them. So they are players that are supposed to be in their prime. 6.4 million rands for Andile Jali. What's the story there? What's happening? We know that he plays for KV Oostende. There is a potential of him moving away from the club. What's the story there?
Yeah, I mean, 99 is a good year. It's the same year I was born. So a lot of good people born in that year. now, with AJ, obviously he fell out of favour at Oostende last year. He did get back in the team towards the end of the season, and helps them with their push for the Europa League, which they managed to succeed in. So there is a chance of Europa League football if he does stay at the club next year. But there's been a lot of talk of Sundowns being interested, the Pirates being interested, and I think that the 6.4 million figure that we've spoken about today is something that really makes it doable. I think when you look at the money that is being spoken about in South Africa now, 6.4 million doesn't seem undoable. Like it's something that is a figure that Sundowns could pay. We've seen them pay that in the past. We've seen clubs pay that more than that in the past in South Africa. So it is a figure that is like I say, it's doable here in South Africa. What it comes down to ultimately is whether AJ wants to come back. I think I spoke to Mike McCobb recently, and Mike said that basically they, from their side, are just planning on helping the player. If he wants to come back to South Africa, he wants to come back. If he doesn't and he wants to stay in Europe, then they'll try and make a plan for him there. So ultimately, regardless of the transfer fee, it's the situation is in AJ's hands at the minute.
And looking at the possibility of him staying in Europe, should anything not happen in South Africa, are there any potential suitors that Mike mentioned at this point? Do we know if there are any overseas clubs looking for him?
No, not at this point. Not anything anything concrete anyway. We've been given the same old line of there is interest overseas and locally, but at this point we've got no names.
And of course, another player is a 27 years old as well. He's just been named as Bafana captain. He was Wits's player of the season this current season, and he's a PSL champion, of course. Pirates are looking for a defender. Their defense is actually it's been shambolic this season. It's very difficult to describe the defense, so it makes sense that they are linked with a defender. Let's talk about the story behind that and whether or not that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you say, Pirates have really struggled defensively in this past season. They're one of the worst defences in the league. Conceded too many goals, too many silly goals. And I think, to be honest, if there is a club in South Africa that doesn't want to have a catch wild, then they're obviously not doing the scouting properly. Tyson is absolutely different class. He was named Bafana captain for a reason. He was captain of the title winning team for a reason, and it's because he's an incredibly good footballer. So the interest from Pirates, given their slump of late, doesn't surprise me, but what I will say is that I would be very, very surprised if Fitz were willing to let him go. He's on a long-term contract at the club. He's their captain. He's, like you say, reigning player of the year now. So I would be very surprised if Tyson moved. I think it would take a ridiculously big figure for Jose Ferreira and Fitz to accept anything. And the fact that they've got Tyson on a long-term deal means that they can't really be held to ransom either.
And do you think that Pirates would be the only team that is seriously going for a signature? I know that you alluded to the fact that any team should want Tlatshwayo, but at this point of this transfer rumor, do you think that Pirates are the only team sneaking for him?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they I'm sure Pitso would take him in a heartbeat. I'm sure Eric Tinkle would take him in a heartbeat. Whether there's been any conversations or not, I don't know. But like I say, if there's any team in the league that wouldn't be interested in Tulani if he was available, then I would be very, very surprised. But at this point, Pirates are the only ones we've spoken about. He has spoken in the past about wanting to play for Pirates at some point in the future. But like I said, given the success at the minute and given the signings that they're making and the ambition that they're showing as a club, I would be very surprised if Tyson wanted to leave at this point.
And it's nice that you mentioned that he's a Pirates fan, because when we spoke to him at Sokola Duma Radio as well, he did mention that he really would love to join Pirates at some point in his career. Maybe the time is now, but we move then right along. The done deals, we know that Klaassen to Wits is a done deal. What are the done deals that you know of that teams have officially signed players?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's we're in full swing now with the transfer window. It opened up earlier in the week and now it's all going crazy, making my life very difficult. So, I mean, basically we've had a few confirmed now. I mean, Chiefs have already confirmed three. We've got Pilani Zulu going in there, we've got Tino Serebe, we've got Bongo Jahia, who's just been confirmed as well. We've got Kamahele Mokotjo, who's signed for Brentford in the UK, which is a great move for him. He's been dreaming of playing in England for a long, long time, so that's huge. Obviously Stephen Pienaar's come back, 16 and a half years away, playing all over Europe, and now he's back in the PSL with Wits. So it's very interesting to see how Gavin's going to use him and in what sort of capacity and what sort of role he's going to play him in that team. Dalen Klaassen at Wits as well. They've also signed the youngster from Platinum Stars, Cody Seng. So yeah, I mean, Wits and Chiefs probably the busier of the teams so far. Tammy Sangwene's gone to Pirates, which we know about. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting now. Next few weeks, I don't foresee it slowing down. There's a couple of things sort of irons in the fire at the minute as well. But we'll have to wait and see. So far, that's what we've got, and a few more for some of the other clubs. But like I say, it's going to be a mad couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens.
His name is Joe Cran. He's a Sokola Duma journalist. Joe, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Pleasure, mate. Anytime.
And now moving on to the next segment of the show. The transfer window has officially opened, and we've been speaking about transfers. We're into our sixth transfer rap episode, and now we're joined by Sokola Duma founder, Peter Tutoi. Thank you very much for your time. How's it?
As usual, a pleasure and great to be here.
Thank you very much for your presence here. We're talking about transfers now. We've dissected the stories behind the stories. Now we're going to talk about potential moves. We know stuff about Brocky, Lebese, Ngoma. Peter, you're going to give us the lowdown on the possible deals that may happen in this transfer window.
Well, it's the favorite time of most soccer fans, and it's a time where everybody feels that their team has got to make new signings so that they can achieve something for the next season. And obviously, it's the biggest deals that excite the people most. And in today's edition of Sokola Duma, one of the biggest stories is on Tyson Ajatasuayo, the possibility of him going to Atlanta Pirates. And what I'd like to do in this particular show is talk about which deals are more than likely to happen this transfer window. So the Tyson deal is a deal that is going to be a very difficult deal to make happen in this window. What we've got here is a situation. He's probably the best defender in the country right now. And you won't find Wits letting him go easily. If he leaves Wits, it's going to have to be on Wits's terms. And that means big money, and that'll also mean that they get a suitable replacement. And that's not easy to do in South Africa. So the chance of this deal happening would be an incredible signing for Orlando Pirates if he went to Orlando Pirates. It's exactly what they need. So Pirates, they're not stupid. They know that. They will go full out to make this deal work, and they know it's a player plus money that can make this work. But it's not going to be easy. So that deal, if that happens, 10 out of 10 for Pirates. Rivaldo Kutsi is another big deal. That's got a much better chance of working, and simply because the player wants out. As we broke on our digital site platform, I think yesterday or the day before, he's not training at the moment, and that's a clear sign. The player says, "I'm not happy. I want out." The only way they're going to get him to stay there again is if they improve his contract considerably, and that's unlikely to happen to the extent that he'll make him want to stay. So that's a deal. Whether he goes overseas or signs for Chiefs or Pirates or Sundowns, although locally Pirates and Chiefs are forerunners there, or goes overseas remains to be seen. But that's the deal we think can happen this transfer window. Manyama leaving Cape Town City, another difficult one. He's clearly their best player, and he's got to be a big part of new coach Benny McCarthy's plans. And it would be a case of the owner pulling the rug from underneath his new coach if that player leaves. So That would only leave if, again, the money deal came to such an extent that the owner could turn around to Benny and say, listen, Benny, I can get you 3-4 replacements at the price of this guy. So whether that happens or not, although from Wanyama's point of view, it's also probably his last chance for a big meal, a big meal. It would be a big meal if he gets the big fee, but I don't think that one's going to happen this window. Jeremy Brockie is another huge deal that's on the cards. We've got a situation here where the player has had an exceptionally good career at SuperSport. He is wanted, as we know, as every single season there's a kind of a bid from Sundowns. He'd be a great signing for Chiefs or Pirates. The chance of him going anywhere would be possibly to Sundowns. That also would break the bank. Chance of that happening in this transfer window, the player wants it. Sundowns want it. SuperSport don't. And he's under contract, so that's going to be a tough one as well. With Ndile Jolly, he's got 12 months left of his contract, so a chance of a deal happening in this transfer window is not very high. But in the next transfer window, very, very high, because he'll have 6 months left of his contract. And I think it's the next window you'll see Jolly move. Labisi, that's a tricky one. It's a big player, big club, and only big clubs can afford him. He's still under contract. That one I'd put at 50-50. Siyanda Zulu, that should be a guaranteed deal. He's not wanted by Kaizer Chiefs, and there are a lot of clubs that would want to take him. That should be a guaranteed deal. That deal's going to depend on whether he'll take a salary drop, and he doesn't have to. He could sit out his contract with Kaizer Chiefs. So that'll depend on the player personally. Makoa, we've done the story that he's a little bit unhappy now at Maritzburg, and don't be surprised if a deal happens on that side as well. Those are possibly the big deals at the moment. The other deals that are similar at the moment stayed glued to the Sokoladuma digital sites and the paper, and they'll all come clear.
That's quite mouth-watering names there, Peter. Thank you very much for your time, sir, and we appreciate the insight that you gave us. For more of these, you can look into the next edition of the Sokoladuma, and you can also go to www.sokoladuma.co.za for the transfer news. Thank you very much for your time, Peter.
Pleasure.
And to discuss some international transfers news, now we're joined by Sokoladuma International Editor David Kappel. Thank you very much for your time. How's it, Dave?
I'm good. How are you, Nkululeko?
I'm great, man. It looks very slow from your side. I don't envy you and your job. You've got some news for us, though. What has been happening in the international transfers? We know that an AC Milan goalkeeper has been playing a yo-yo game with his team. Is staying, is he going, what's happening there, what's going on with Pepe? Just give us a lowdown on what is happening at the moment.
Well, as you say, it's very tricky for us at the moment. We're all waiting for the transfer news to kick in, but nothing is really announced by the clubs. The financial year ended on the 30th of June, and the transfer window officially opened on the 1st of July in most of the European leagues. Yet, there are very, very few announcements at the biggest clubs. Like, even Jose Mourinho apparently is getting frustrated by the lack of transfer activity by Manchester United.
And, of course, the case of an AC Milan goalkeeper is a youngster, Gianluigi, and he's touted as a replacement for Gigi Buffon in the national team. What's the story there? Something is brewing there.
Obviously, there's a lot of attention that comes to the story because he has the same agent as Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Mino Raiola, and people in football know if you have to deal with Mino Raiola, it's, you know, one of these pain in the asses for every club. So what happened was he negotiated a contract with AC Milan, then contract talks broke down because Donnarumma and Raiola, they wanted too much. AC Milan did an official statement saying that he will not extend his contract, he's likely to leave. So Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain were linked closely with him. They wanted to go after him. But then things changed a little bit after he was thrown money at by Italy fans at the Euro Under-21 European Championship. There was lots of negative comments from AC Milan fans, called him a traitor, things like that. And his family, I think, was very upset with the situation. So now they entered talks again and they close to an agreement. There's talks that he will earn around 6 million euros a year, and he's snubbing a deal from Paris Saint-Germain where he could have earned 13 million a year. Now that's obviously a massive, massive difference. Yet, the 6 million a year is more than Italy's first choice goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon is getting. So you can see there's, you know, lots of interest in the story, but it seems he will stay at AC Milan.
No, it seems like it has a happy ending there, because I remember when he was throwing money at him, I thought, well, this is child abuse, because he's literally still an 18-year-old kid. But we move right along then, Dave. Morata, Matic, Manchester United. What's the update there? We've been talking about these two for a while now. You mentioned that Jose Mourinho is frustrated. What is happening at the moment? Real Madrid, are they playing ball? Chelsea, do they want to deal with Mourinho again?
Look, the problem is nothing is happening, right? So the situation with Morata, I think he has agreed personal terms with United. He's very keen on coming. Mourinho wants him. But now it's just a matter of the transfer fee. Real Madrid want 80 million euros. It's reported United want to pay 70 million euros. In the end, they will meet each other in the middle somewhere, because if United really, they need a new striker after Zlatan Ibrahimovic left the club. Other situation with Matic is a bit dependent on Chelsea. They haven't announced any new signing yet. It's rumors that Bakayoko from AS Monaco, who would be a face-to-face replacement for Matic, is going to be announced. So what we're expecting is once Bakayoko is going to be announced by Chelsea, then that will free up Matic to go to Manchester United.
All right, that looks interesting, though. We'll keep an eye on that. And as you're saying, that it's frustrating because nothing is happening, but seemingly there will be something happening. Something that had happened, of course, is Pepe, and then there's something about Lacazette that is very, very close. The Gunners will be very happy because they want a striker. They want someone to fire them back to the UEFA Champions League. What's the story before we conclude the conversation?
Well, Lacazette, he signed, obviously, for Arsenal. I think with the add-ons, he can be the club's record signing. He adds a new dimension to their game. Giroud was often their main striker, the traditional target man who's strong with headers. Lacazette adds, more pace into the Arsenal team. He's the goal scorer that they needed. He scored over 25 goals in the last three seasons for Olympic Lyon. So it looks really like it's a match made in heaven. And on Pepe, his contract at Real Madrid expired. He's leaving the club after 10 years. He was rumored to go to Italian giants Inter Milan, AC Milan, PSG as well. But he now signed, somewhat surprisingly, for Besiktas in Turkey. We'll see how that goes for him.
That's Dave Kappel, the international editor for Sokola Duma. Dave, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Sokola Duma Radio. Oh, that's great food prepared for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Thank you very much for your time. I am Nkululeko Nkeu, and this has been the Sokola Duma Transfer Show.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.